Saturday, as you know, was a very, very big day. There were demonstrations all across the country in terms of controlling our guns, getting better gun laws out there. Well, it doesn't end on Saturday. The 50 Miles More movement is going on today. On the phone with us right now is Elamitu Keldart, who is one of the organizers of that event. Can you hear me, Elamitu? How are you?
Hi, how are you? I'm good.
First of all, explain what this movement is, because I've heard a little bit about it, but I don't know all the details. What exactly is the 50 Miles More movement?
So kids from around Wisconsin came together to, you know, embark on a 50-mile march from Madison to Janesville, Wisconsin. That is the hometown of Speaker of the House, Paul Ryan. This march is towards Paul Ryan because, as the Speaker of the House, he has a big power of making and changing the laws.
Now, will you, because there were some rumors that you're going exactly to his house, and then other people said not to his house, just to the town, where exactly will you be ending up?
No, we'll be ending up in Traxburg Park, Wisconsin. That's in Janesville. We can't go directly to his house. That's not happening.
That would be wrong. All right, good.
Yeah.
Very, very good. And Elamitu, explain your reason. If it boiled down to one specific reason or a couple of reasons why you're so interested in this, what would they be?
I'm marching because, you know, I want this, and we need this to be the last generation that ever has to go through another mass shooting again. I'm tired of seeing all these lives being taken every single day due to the inactions of our elected officials. And I'm marching for everyone that can't march and for those families who've dealt with the grief of losing a family member.
You're pretty young, right? Are you 15 years old?
I am, yes.
All right, so I'm sure you've been told this by people who are a little bit older than you, but I just want to reiterate it. When I went to school, there was absolutely 0% fear that I would be killed in my school. I never once walked to school thinking, this could be my last day on Earth. But I imagine somebody your age, you probably think about that constantly, don't you?
Right. Yeah, we have, you know, everyone thinks that, no, this is not going to happen to us. There's a million schools, you know. But there, we have that fear now. We have it happens to the most unexpected times. And to have that fear and to walk around in school wondering if we are the next school, that's completely unacceptable.
You see the demonstrations, you know, and kind of these and marches and everything happening all around the country. I don't think there's any state that didn't have some way to participate. But you look at a state like Wisconsin, a state like Wisconsin is as identified with guns as almost any other. It's a big hunting state. You know, I know I spent lots and lots of time there. Was there any trouble kind of organizing or getting people involved? Because maybe the parents are into hunting. Or do you see that there's really a distinction? People there understand that this is not what we're talking about. It's the assault rifles and things like that.
Yeah, definitely. We have one of the organizers of the march actually, you know, is a hunter, and we have a distinction between hunting and military style weapons. There's a big difference, and we make sure to establish that when we talk about what we want in gun reform. And we've gotten a lot of support from the parents. You know, the people in the marchers come from all different parties. You know, it's not just Republicans and Democrats. It's everybody, and we all have differentiating views, but we all have the common goal of gun reform.
We're talking with Elamitu Keldart. She is one of the organizers for the 50 Miles More movement. There's a big march today in Wisconsin. What do you think, and I'm sure you've been asked this question before, but I still don't know the answer to it. What was different this time? What happened in Florida that all of a sudden, because there had been so many other shootings, Elamitu, and everybody always said, oh, I wish there was something we could do, but unfortunately there isn't. What was different this time that made kids all over the country stand up and just go, we need to be heard all of a sudden?
Mm-hmm. I do think, though, I want to quickly add that Black youth have been talking about, you know, gun violence for a long time in their neighborhoods, and now I believe that, you know, with the Parkland shooting, all their voices have been amplified, and now with the spread of the issue going around the country and the movement, we're all coming together to better every single community, not just one particular community, and to include the gun violence in urban cities that they face gun violence on a daily basis. You know, coming from a predominantly white area, I don't have the same fear as someone, you know, that from my, you know, I live in Milwaukee, so someone in Milwaukee who sees gun violence in their front yards, in their neighborhoods, in their community. So I think this time it's just that the youth have stood up. We realize that this is such a big issue that's affecting every single one of us, and that something needs to be changed. If we want to start saving lives.
On the political side, you've heard, you know, politicians, some have come out totally in support of this and a lot of things that you're pushing for. Some have come out completely against it. Speaker Ryan has been really noticeably silent, you know, on all of this, and seeing as how not only are you doing stuff in his hometown, but, you know, this is kind of with him as a focus, not directly in his front yard or anything like that. Do you expect him to come out? What do you expect him to say about this? This is obviously you guys calling out for his support, you know, specifically.
Right. So, we would really love if Paul Ryan did show up at the rally that we were holding on Wednesday. But all we really want is to start a conversation with him. We want to have a sit down and, you know, a debate. Like, why? What is it that you don't see that we are seeing? And we have like 3 asks for him. Like, if we ever talk to him, we want to, you know, ban the military style weapons of personal possession of civilians, because those are completely unnecessary to have. We want to ban bump stocks, that, you know, that turn semiautomatic weapons into automatic weapons. We want increased regulation, you know, a higher purchasing age. So we have all these asks for him, and we just want to sit down with him and talk about this stuff. We heard from one of his spokespersons that they had said Paul Ryan appreciates all the youth speaking up. So, he knows we're coming. I know he does.
Do you look at that as progress, Alameda, or is that just something that's kind of a stock answer from a politician when they say something like, yeah, we appreciate it that you're showing interest? How do you view that when you're told that?
I guess for me, like me personally, he understands that we're here. He understands that we are, you know, coming forward with what we want. However, I feel like it's just like in a lazy excuse to say, you know, I don't want to talk about this with you. And he's going, I don't know, I think he's going the right direction by commenting that we're here, but I want him to go all the way to actually physically talk with us.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that. What do you make of a comment Rick Santorum said the other day that teenagers shouldn't be organizing rallies, they should be learning CPR? How do you respond to something like that?
Oh my gosh. We are organizing this because we care so deeply about it. I'm seeing people, you know, we see people we care and we love, you know, die, and it's because of a law that's not being changed. And I don't know why that's so hard for people to understand. Like, this is our lives being affected, and I'm so sick and tired of not being heard and people silencing us because we're too young. We paved the way for the generation behind us, for the next generation, and we pave the way for our future. We can't continue this for other people to have to deal with. We need to end this right now.
Ultimately, the goal that you have is really, really clear, and I know that there's a lot of give and take at the federal level, and there's a lot of things they can't do, and you've got the NRA, and you've got all this kind of stuff. Regardless of how successful you are with Paul Ryan, there's a lot that can be done at the state and local level. Do you see yourself kind of picking up kind of the slack in those areas and kind of getting involved locally and with the state government as well to kind of get that change done, at least in Wisconsin?
Yes, definitely. So the leader the organizer of our march, she talked about wanting to start a #50More and #50States. So we want to start this goal where each state, you know, all of the other 49 states, to start their own 50-mile march to their, you know, to their capital of the state. We would like everyone to be involved in it and to grow this movement, because we can't just stop right now.
Yeah.
We have to finish and continue this through every single state.
Alameda, I'm sure you've heard this from family and friends, but I'm proud of you. This is quite an undertaking. What do you want to do when you're working, when you're done with school? What is your hope career-wise? You got a couple of minutes to think about it. Sure. Sure.
Pressure, Bill.
But you're 15 and you've already done more politically than I've done, and I'm quite a bit older than 15. So that I'm so happy for you. I really am.
Thank you.
Keep up the great work.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Alameda Keldart, one of the organizers of the 50 Miles More March. If they want to know more, is there a website that they can visit?
Yeah, there's it's called 50milesmore.org. And we have every information that you need on that website.
Excellent. Keep fighting the fight. You're doing great.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. All right, let's do this. Right. We'll take a quick break and then more show. Stick around. It's Bill and Dane in for Wendy on WGN.